And we're joined now by His Honor, New Orleans Mayor, former mayor now, Mitch Landrieu, a man who knows his way around the block in Louisiana politics. He served 16 years in the Louisiana legislature as a member of the House of Representatives and was lieutenant governor for 6 years and mayor of New Orleans for 8. And good morning to you.
Hey, Jim.
Nice to talk with Mitchell Joseph Landrieu.
How you doing? You got the best voice in America.
you're the most charming man in America. So. That's why some people say you should run for president, among other reasons.
Yeah, well.
Well, let's get that out of the way. Is that in the offing?
It is not.
It is not. Not at this time? Not at this time.
Right, not at this time.
Well, you were with us when this book came out a few months ago in hardback, and it was a good seller from the New York Times that it's now in paperback.
Yeah, how about that? If you make the list for 5 seconds, you're a bestseller.
No, you write well, and not many politicians write as well as they speak, and you do both exceptionally well, and you have quite a story to tell. Why is this story about removing the statues, among other things, but this is the major focus of the book. Why is it so compelling to you and obviously to the people of Louisiana who are passionate on both sides?
Well, the book's really about race. You know, the monuments and the experience that we went through was just another example of how we struggled with race and slavery and discrimination in the South since the beginning of time, and on top of that, writ large. Now, I write the book from a Southern perspective, but I'm from the South. I love the South, and I've got a chip on my shoulder as a Southerner, because when I travel around the country, you know, folks sometimes think that we down here don't know how to read or write, and we don't have shoes, and you know, I remind them that we're people of faith, family, and country, and pretty good folks. And the culture down here and the community is really excellent. However, we have struggled in the South because we were the cradle of slavery with the vestiges of it. Those monuments, notwithstanding the fact that most people in Louisiana don't agree with me at the moment, are the ones that are on public land that are put up reverentially to remember the Confederacy as some noble experiment are just wrong. They're historically wrong. The Confederacy was fought to destroy the United States of America, our country, and it was fought to preserve slavery. And history has rendered its verdict on that. And it was my opinion as mayor of the city of New Orleans, representing the people of a great multicultural city where our diversity has always been our strength, which was never really a Confederate town, that those monuments in our city did not reflect the values of New Orleans, and in my opinion, don't reflect the values of America, because they were inappropriately put in place. They weren't put in context, and they were put in places of reverence rather than remembrance.
All right, we do have to take a 90-second break, and we will return for another segment with Mitch Landrieu, who will be with us through the bottom of the hour. Our number is 877-217-5757 if you'd like to join the conversation. Back in 90 seconds on WRKL. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle is producing. You can send us an email, talk@talklouisiana.org, or give us a call at 877-217-5757. Mitch Landrieu, the former mayor of New Orleans, the office his father held for 2 terms as well. And Mitch Landrieu is here to talk about his latest work. It's a book, In the Shadow of Statues, A White Southerner Confronts History. It was last year that 4 Confederate-era monuments were removed from the landscape of New Orleans. Mitch Landrieu made the call, and he did so with the consent of the city council. And this issue of race, which is largely the subject in his book, continues to permeate. If you look at today's front page of The Advocate, Rosedown gets flack for depiction of slaves is happy. It is remarkable, Mr. Mayor, how this issue does not go away.
Well, I think that that's a, you know, that was unfortunate that I saw that, but in 2018 or 2019, to have something that reflects at a plantation that the slaves were actually happy is again another example of people mythologizing how terrible slavery was. And listen, if you just take the monuments down and you don't do anything after that, you haven't really done anything, but there are vestiges of it dealing with our education system, our criminal justice system. I mean, in Louisiana, we just confronted this and changed, you know, the way juries have to vote in cases because it was a vestige of racism. All of these things have ramifications. And if you don't recognize that the past was bad, and that we have to change the past, you actually can't prepare people for the future. That's why the discussion about the monuments is important. Now, I get the historical nature that some people think about, but there are appropriate places to remember these things, like grave sites or in museums. That's different from revering them and saying, oh my gosh, we're so sorry that we lost, and oh my gosh, we wish we would have won, and we want to go back to the way it was. That's just not who we are, and it's really not who Louisiana is either. And I think over time people will come to realize that more fully, and then we'll contextualize them appropriately.
Henry at the Country Club of Louisiana, you're on the air with Mitch Landrieu. Hi, Henry.
Good morning, Mr. Jim. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Hey, Henry.
Of course, Mr. Mayor, I want to commend you for not only taking down the statues, getting rid of them, but also for handling it in such a way that there was no significant violence, because we all know how passionate people were about that on both sides of the issue, so I want to commend you for that. Over the last couple weeks, I've seen you on TV quite a bit. Now, I know that there's a lot of talk about you running for higher office. I hope that you haven't taken that off the table and just decided to become an elder statesman, because since you're younger than me, I think you're a whole lot too young to be an elder statesman.
Well, first of all, I don't know how old you are, and I don't know what hole you're playing at the country club, but, you know, hit one for me. Thank you for recognizing that New Orleans did a really good job of, number one, protecting people's right to free speech. We let everybody protest that wanted to protest. And then Chief Mike Harrison and the police department and our security did a great job of protecting everybody during those circumstances. It was a very dangerous time. It wasn't without significant immediate and imminent threats, but they did a wonderful job. And thank the protesters, too, for you know, kind of staying in their lane. We wanted people to be able to say what it is they needed to say. And as you remember from the pictures, there were people that showed up, because we have open carry in Louisiana, with fairly significant weapons. And it turned out, God, you know, through God's grace, that nobody got hurt. And I appreciate that.
In the book, Mr. Mayor, you go out there, you say the rise of President Trump is analogous to David Duke's political career in Louisiana, something you and I are very familiar with. Why is there a comparison between the two in your judgment?
Well, I didn't actually use the word analogous, not to correct you, but what I said was that, first of all, this sense of white nationalism, white supremacy, if you let it ferment and you don't call it out for what it is, and you wink and you nod at it, will continue to raise its head up. Everybody remembers that David Duke, who was a Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, ran and got elected to the legislature. He subsequently ran for governor and the Senate, and he got 2 out of every 3 white votes. Now, that's a very dangerous premonition. And so as you kind of jump forward, you recall during President Trump's election, he had a difficult time, and he unfortunately still does, calling out white, you know, racism and white supremacy and nationalism, although he's pretty clear about calling everybody out for everything. So it's a peculiar omission, but it's one that needs to get corrected. There is a difference. I want to be really clear about this, because we got a lot of conservative folks in Louisiana, a lot of liberal folks, and a lot of us that are moderates. Conservatives are winning right now. There's a lot of room to have arguments about taxing and spending and the size of government, whether government works right, and corruption and organization and all that stuff. But in my opinion, and I feel very strongly about this, in America, we live by a very simple notion that we all come to the table of democracy as equals, and we don't judge each other based on race, creed, color, nation of origin, sexual orientation, things of that nature. We judge people by their individual actions, and they're responsible for their own actions and the consequences thereof. And you don't get to condemn all Christians because a white guy who happened to be Christian killed people. And you don't get to condemn all Muslims because somebody who happened to be Muslim did something really, really bad. That's not the way the world works. And when we learn to hate each other and fear each other, we can't ever find our common ground. And we're just better when we find common ground. It's just a fact of life. And we got to push, ourselves towards not being governed by fear. And we got to work hard at it, because we're not good at it.
Ray in Prairieville, you're on the air with Mayor Landrieu. Hi, Ray.
Hello, Jim. Thanks for taking the call, and appreciate your program this morning. I want to thank Mr. Landrieu for his stand on those Confederate statues, and I look forward to reading his latest book. I do a little bit of work in volunteers in the Baton Rouge area, and I still see some of the problems with segregation and carryover, and just like to see somebody take a good stand on that. I'll take my answer on the air, by the way, off the air.
All right. Thank you, Ray.
Well, Ray, thanks so much. You know, and every community is different, but, you know, we ought to be just treating people fairly, and everybody ought to feel welcome. And if you talk to people that walk by those statues, African-American, they say, you know, what message do you think that sends to us if Robert E. Lee is standing there, you know, and basically sending a message that we're less than or that we don't belong here and that only certain people can hang out here? That's not good. New Orleans and Louisiana is a very deeply rich multicultural place. I mean, our history is replete with folks that have come to us from all over the place. It's represented in our food, our music, our fun, in our landscape, and everything that we do. Those monuments are very exclusive, though. They tell a very narrow message that's not really the whole picture, and it doesn't invite people to be with us. It asks them to leave, and that's not a good thing for us.
Question from a listener, and it's a good one. We're about 19 months away from the next presidential election, and that's after the primaries, which will be grueling, at least on the Democratic side. 14 candidates, and Joe Biden will probably make it 15 soon in the Democratic fold. Can the Democrats beat Donald Trump with such a fractured field of candidates?
You know, the part that struck me was in 19 months. You know, I'm a political junkie, but boy, that sounds like a lot of time, doesn't it? And we're gonna get sick of it really, really fast. I would just, as an observer of the political, you know, structure. Number one, the Republican Party today is wholly unrecognizable from the Republican Party that existed in this country 4 years ago. When, as you may recall, just to give you a reference, when Governor Jindal was thinking about running, and Scott Walker and Mitt Romney and all these guys. Trump has completely taken over the Republican Party, and it doesn't look anything like it, and it's so conservative that people can hardly figure out what direction it's gone in. It leaves a wide-open pathway for not just one people, but evidently, as you mentioned, 15 to 20. How this thing works out is anybody's guess. You know, I've said to people that elections are – they're fantastic, by the way. It's our exercise of a peaceful transition of power. But it's a window into the soul of where the people of America are at the moment. And it's really more about the people than it is about the candidates. And the candidates are going to have to find out, you know, through all of this noise and all of this agony and all of these different candidates, what the American people are actually saying. My guess is they're going to get tired of President Trump. I think they think that he's leading the country in the wrong direction. They may like some of the things that he's doing, but it's just too agonizing to go through this, you know, herky-jerky stuff every day. And I think people are gonna choose to go in a different direction.
The book from Mayor Mitch Landrieu, In the Shadow of Statues, A White Southerner Confronts History. Walter Isaacson says an important book for everyone in America to read. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It is always a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Jim. Take care of yourself.
We'll see you soon.